Reflection by Father Luis Sassano, Mark 6:30-34. No time. Number one, time for God. Jesus meets the Father in the desert. You have to seek your desert because people will suffocate you and always put their burdens over your own burdens. Give yourself the time to talk to God and plan your day and your life with Him. Give yourself the time to know what God expects from you and what you can offer to God. The key is to come to God and fill yourself with His love and His peace. Seek to speak with Jesus today from the depth of your heart. Number two, time for yourself. When you learn to say no and you manage to do so, you learn to take care of yourself and your life. Life is beautiful. Learn to enjoy it. Don't be like a person who eats fast and doesn't enjoy the meal. Learn to discover how tasty every bite is. Learn how to take care of your time. We don't find time to be with our family or talk to our loved ones. It's necessary to slow down and look inside us. Take a moment for your personal prayer and a moment of relaxation because it's a real necessity and part of your life. Number three, time for others. Learn to set limits for yourself and for others because limits help to clarify where you stand. Discover how to do what is needed at the right time. First, find your time to pray and fill yourself with the Word of God, and then your time to act. Compassion in Christians is not an attitude that comes from the sentimental point of view. It's a deeply spiritual attitude. Today we celebrate St. Josephine Bakhita. She was a Sudanese young girl who survived kidnapping and enslavement. She showed God's mercy to those who humiliated her. Today, you can do the miracle with God of forgiving someone from your heart. I know it's a process, but ask St. Josephine Bakhita to help you. For many years, Josephine was a slave, but her spirit was always free. And eventually that spirit prevailed. She who worked under many masters was finally happy to address God as master and carry out everything that she believed to be God's will for her. Let no one make you feel enslaved. Let no one enslave your heart. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.